Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Do I see this one here die from HIV? I see dead people. What you do? I see dead
people.
I'm like the Reaper of Death, taking steps through the cemetery with my gold bottle in hand. This is Ken, he the tool man. He flipped his new van over like a roller coaster, got him on a newsstand. And this is Lil Jan. Her mama had her in the pan, so her future was bleak before it began. And homie right here, he was in the grand till he co-ran the wrong Colombian. Politician,
college
prison,
electrician, a physician. We all gon' end up in this position, in the box with our body all stiffened. This the homie Mark, he got murdered by a cop in front of a NY barbershop where the kids starve a lot. OG spark a lot, so that these spark is not right in the parking lot. And this is Lil Chris, he went through some shit. He has scoliosis, the roller coaster is red, but nothing close to this kid. And rolling that hold a cig, put toasters up to his wig and roasted him like a pig.
I see dead people.
Through the graveyard, what do I see? This one here, yes, he must have OD. I see dead people.
What you do?
I see dead people. What a wild day. I seen an old lady burying a crack baby that was only 3 days. And that's my homie Kane. He died in a plane crash with the oxygen mask stuck to his face. And this is Lil Faith. She sip a Lil Chase with a Grey Goose and drive her Lex Coupe till she saw a state trooper swerved and played goose till she popped. Right out of her sunroof. This the crazy truth. This mommy rockin' Daisy Duke got choked until she turned baby blue. That shit was shady too, cause this cat around the way shot up the crib, missed and hit the baby too. Say it ain't true, hope you ain't next. Sincerely yours is the Reaper of Death. And
I see dead people.
Through the cemetery, what do I see? This one here died from
HIV.
I see dead people.
What's it do?
I see dead people. This is Lil Tammy. Her uncle went up in the panties and hurt her badly when she was staying over granny. Started taking zannies to erase the man who gave her bad memories. She fucked around and took too many. And it's the homie Manny. He liked to skydive till he hit a high rise. Ended up on sci-fi. Asked the Lord why, but he could care less. Sincerely yours is the Reaper of Destiny.
I see dead people.
Through the graveyard, what do I see? This one here, yes, he must have OD.
I see dead people. What you do? I see dead people.
I see dead people.
Shalom, nation. Shalom, listeners. I'm Ambassador Antagenere Ben Israel of the Tribe of Benjamin. This is Come Out of Her, my people outreach program on Blog Talk Radio. Today is Wednesday, August 20th, and our topic is, population controlled, mind, body, and soul. Population control, mind, body, and soul. As usual, here with me I have my two co-hosts, our dear Officer Robert Ben Israel, and also our dear Minister Shedrick Ben Israel. Brother Robert, do you have any current events for us today, brother?
Shalom, Ak. Yes, I do.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself, Ak?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes, sir. I have a couple of articles I like to bring forth to the relatives. Maybe I know, you know, listening audience is pretty much versed in what's going on and transpiring over the past few weeks dealing with our particular people and these encounters with these police officers and things of that particular nature. A couple of articles, though, that struck my attention in regards to this, and hopefully with the help of my Akiyam, we can tie this into how this plays into population control. Now, one article I had come across is entitled, it's from USA Today, and it's entitled Local Police Involved in 400 Killings Per Year. Now, let me just go and see. Excuse me one second. I'm operating from my laptop today. Nearly two times a week in the United States, a white police officer killed a black person during a seven-year period ending in 2012. According to the most recent accounts of justifiable homicide reported to the FBI, on average, there were 96 such incidents among at least 400 police killings each year that were reported to the FBI by local police. The numbers appear to show that the shooting of a black teenager in Ferguson, Missouri, last Saturday was not an isolated event in American policing. The reports show that 18% of the blacks killed during those 7 years were under age 21, compared to 8.7% of whites. The victim in Ferguson was 18-year-old Michael Brown. Police have yet to identify the officer who shot him. Now, this article is written, obviously, in prior to what's transpiring right now, but this is an article that struck me. Witnesses have said the officer was white. While the racial analysis is striking, the database is based on has been long considered flawed and largely incomplete. The killings are self-reported by law enforcement, and not all police departments participate, so the database undercounts the actual number of deaths. Plus, the numbers are not audited after they are submitted to the FBI, and the statistics on justifiable homicides have conflicted with independent measures of fatalities at the hands of police. About 750 agencies contribute to the database, a fraction of the 17,000 law enforcement agencies in the United States. University of South Carolina criminologist Geoff Alpert, who has long studied police use of deadly force, said the FBI's limited database underscores a gaping hole in the nation's understanding of how often local police take a life on America's streets and under what circumstances. Now, there's a little bit more to this article. I just want to just go ahead and bring forth a couple other articles. Once again, this can be found on USA Today, and it's entitled Local Police Involved in 400 Killings Per Year. Another article that really stuck out to me was entitled Every 28 Hours, an African-American is Extrajudicially Executed in the United States. Every 28 hours, a black woman, man, or child in the United States is executed by a person employed or protected by the U.S. government, according to a year-long investigation by the Malcolm X grassroots movement, which has thus far been virtually ignored by the news media, progressive outlets included. Following the murder of Trayvon Martin, the Malcolm X grassroots movement embarked on a year-long study to determine the prevalence of extrajudicial killings of black Americans. The organization initially recorded around 120 killings in the first half of 2012, which came out to one black person murdered every 36 hours. That number climbed to 313 by the end of last year, forcing the MXGM to update its findings to every 28 hours in the latest report, titled Operation Ghetto Storm. That's almost one black American killed every day by law enforcement, security guards, and or vigilantes, which the MXGM believes is more accurate since their numbers reflect only those killings that are reported by police departments and the news media. As the organization points out in the report, there exists no national tracking of police-involved shootings, so it's impossible to know the full extent of the crisis. Subheading, the numbers. The largest portion of those killed in 2012, 40%, were between the ages of 22 to 31, followed by 18 to 21-year-olds at 18%. Children made up 8% of extrajudicially executed black Americans. Now, there's a chart, there's a graph on this particular page also, and in the with the chart it says 66% of black people killed were between the ages of 2 and 31. Now, under 18, 8%, 18 to 21 years old, 18%, 22 to 31 years old, 40%, 32 to 41 years old, 17%, 42 or over, 16%. Furthermore, 44% of those killed were unarmed, while 27% were allegedly armed, meaning police claimed the victim was armed, but no corroborating evidence existed to prove this was the case. Only 13% of those killed were said to have fired a weapon either before or during the officer's arrival, according to the MXGM. One of the report's most damning findings is the sheer lack of accountability for these killings. Thus far, less than 9% of those responsible for the deaths has faced charges, almost all of whom are security guards or vigilantes, and all of which have yet to be determined. Despite the fact that an overwhelming number of the victims were definitely unarmed, only 3% of officers responsible for the deaths have been charged, 3 for vehicular crimes stemming from their crashes, 5 for manslaughter, the killers of Romali Graham, Wendell Allen, Dane Garrett Scott Jr., Christopher Brown, and Bobby Moore Jr. And the justifications are almost always the same. I felt threatened. He reached for his waistband to get what I thought was a gun. He was acting suspiciously, etc. All are based on personal perceptions that are no doubt influenced by racial stereotypes, given that every American is surrounded by a culture that conditions them to fear the criminal, quote-unquote criminal black man. Now, there's a little bit more to this article. Once again, I just wanted to bring it forth. You can find this on www.raniakhalek.com. Now, once again, this was an article posted forth by these particular independent journalists. We here at Tribes Aboriginal Nations do not necessarily correspond with what these individuals are speaking of in terms of it being a racial issue. These are just articles brought forth as far as a form of awareness. And as Akian will speak on in a couple of minutes, we'll see how we can be able to intertwine this with the population control. And I'll pass it back to the ambassador.
Yes, sir. Thank you for those articles. It just seems as though, you know, for some reason, I haven't heard the statistics lately on black on quote unquote black on black crimes, but it seems when you hear less, this might be just me, but when you hear less of the black on black crimes, it seems like the police brutalities and police murders step up, you know, in the news, and it just seems like there's more in number of those happening when there seems to be some sort of peace between blacks, so-called blacks. So that's my take on that. I have a little bit more that I'll interject a little later. Minister Shedrick, do you have anything you want to add to what the brother just brought forth?
Yes, brother. How are you brothers doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you, sir.
Yes,
and yourself?
I've been busy. But I will say this. Not too busy to care about our brothers and sisters who seem to be caught up in what's been going on in Ferguson in the last couple of days. And, you know, it's troublesome because, you know, our people are out there and they don't really know that the odds are stacked against them. And, you know, at any given time, this government is willing to show them exactly how much of the law that they've been missing over the last, I guess if you include the time that they came over here up to now, at least 500 years of law that they really missed out on. I just say I grouped all of those just together because our people really haven't been into the law for that long. But nonetheless, when I hear the statistics of our brothers and, you know, our, you know, sister counterparts who have been pretty much who died at the hands of police brutality, it is it's appalling. It's like it's almost like in that the story in the scriptures which talked about the execution of every Hebrew male in Egypt, every time a Hebrew male was supposed to be born, the midwife was supposed to kill it as soon as it come out of the womb. And this was a law that was passed by the Egyptian government at the particular time. And it almost just makes me feel like there are codes that have pretty much been put or been implemented, you know, by this government that has targeted specifically our men and in some shape and fashion have put our men in a situation where everything that they've done, they've almost kind of been deemed termed domestic terrorists, if you will. So everything that they do is almost kind of like the odds are against them. And it's hurtful, you know, it's really hurtful. But I will say this, for our brothers to go out there unarmed, thinking that they march and they yell and they scream and they shout and their whole alternative, you know, their whole objective is to get the police to hear them or get the government to listen to them, you know, when they don't necessarily have the law on their side, it's suicide. And I keep saying this because our brothers and our sisters are out there and they don't really know what they're up against. I've heard somebody say earlier while I was, well, I actually read some where someone posted a, you know, an opinion on Facebook stating that, everybody's talking about praying and, you know, everyone's talking about praying and, oh, you know, just sit back and wait till the government, you know, does something or whatever, but we're tired of praying and we're tired of waiting for the government to do something. We need to take law in the matter of our own hands and all of this other different stuff. And it's really terrible to think that way, considering the fact that you don't even know what this government has been up to within the last 200 and some odd years that we've been necessarily asleep, our generation in particular. We've been asleep to the law, so we don't know what these folks have done behind our backs, considering the fact that, for instance, I went to go get a name change one time in my county, and it's appalling to know that there have been codes put into place that makes it, there are obstacles that have been put into place for people of, I say, people of color here in, you know, Chatham County where I stay, for, you know, doing little simple things that would pretty much be, you know, okay to do anyplace else. You know, paying $200 and some odd just to go and ask the judge for permission to change your name, that is appalling. You know, there's obstacles that we aren't, you know, hip to, that we don't really know about. But, you know, less than that, nonetheless, the topic at hand, we're dealing with population control. And I feel like with the execution of our, you know, brothers who are of the tribe of Judah, and some of them are Benjamites, it's population control within the extermination of our brothers and sisters. And it seems like it's happening at a time where most of us are waking up to this truth about who our people are and were in antiquity up until now. And, you know, if our people really don't get it, you know, now, they won't get it later on, and it's just going to look like we're being antagonized. But as I've been saying before, and a lot of people don't agree, that our people are suffering from these curses that we neglect in the, you know, Torah, but our family got to get it together, and we got to start reading, and we got to start accepting these situations for what they really are. And, you know, and a lot of people don't want to accept it because we don't know our Creator. I yield the floor, brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that mouthful, brother. Officer Robert, do you have anything, sir?
Can I actually, what I'm going to do today, this particular topic was brought forth by Brother Antigeneer, so at this particular time I will yield it to Aka Antigeneer, and I will go ahead and yield. Shalom.
Yes, sir, brother. So when I thought of this topic, you know, I was basically, what I had in mind was a little bit of, you know, when I wanted to bring this topic forth. I've been thinking of it for a while, but I couldn't think of what it was that, you know, how I would bring it out. But as far as to population control, there's many, 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 you know, conspiracies out there as far as to what people may think is going on within this government as far as to the United States Incorporated and what they may be doing to control the population. And there's also numbers stating that at a certain particular point they want the population to be, I'm not sure if it's one-fifth of the amount now, but there's numbers out there. And I did come across it a time before, but I'm in the field, so I wasn't able to pull that up. But the thing is, population control has to do a lot with, I believe, more than just actually, you know, eliminating the people or eliminating a certain nationality of people. I believe it has to do with control, meaning order. And there is a lack of order because of the control that the people that they have on the people's minds, their body, and their so-called religions or spirituality. So what happens is, without having to even feed them poisons, or without having to, you know, give them things out there, or even without having to execute them, they're controlling the population through their minds, their body, and their soul. And this is the lack of order and a lack of control that a lot of our people have, which makes them end up in a position where they don't have any control of their emotions. So they're being stereotyped because of the reaction that they may have at something, and it's easier to control the population by executing them because you know what their reaction is going to be to something. And with that reaction, you can go ahead and do whatever it is you want to do to that individual. So by gearing the entertainment, by gearing the things out there that people think and feel is, you know, the things that they want to get into and involved into, these things are controlling the minds. They're controlling, you know, and it doesn't have to be just entertainment. Like I said before, religions and other things. You know, people, as the brother mentioned earlier, okay, let's just sit back and pray and wait till everything is okay. So we have religions making people believe that their prayers can actually change the way our people are acting, or can change the way they're being treated by law enforcement, or can save them from the particular things that are happening to them in their lives as far as to law, government, and commerce. And that's far from the truth, because without you doing something, and it even says it in the scriptures, you cannot pray and or have faith without the works. So you have to in turn do something along with that so-called prayer, if it's being done in the correct manner, And the things that you have to do takes your mind, it takes research, it takes order, it takes you to actually have discipline in order to fulfill those things that you're praying about. So the control that we need to have, there is none that has that control outside of this nation. And I believe there may be one or two, but it's not on a whole. You can't see that. You can't go out there and say, okay, you know, they might have discipline, but then where is their government, law, and commerce? Or they may be eating correctly, but then where is their discipline? You know, you have people that are out there eating the correct foods, but yet they're out there fornicating. They're out there, you know, doing things that are not in alignment with natural law, or not with, in alignment with the 613 law, statutes, and commandments. So when we realize that this population control needs to be controlled from within first, then we'll understand that the population control that the so-called government is trying to do, or so-called trying to do, can't be accomplished, because from within, a body of people or a nation of people are controlling themselves in a manner where they have order and they will be respected, and then you won't have to worry about the population being controlled by anyone. I mean, there's people out there, you don't see anyone going out and you know, murdering or executing so-called Jewish Ashkenazi Jews, and you do not see anyone going out and murdering or executing the Amish. So it has to be something else within the people's mentality that is allowed. As a matter of fact, you don't even see that happening with the so-called Caucasians. So, and I understand that, yes, there are some people that have hatred and they are prejudiced, but when they have no reason to just come out and do something, whether it be an innocent soul that is lost because of how they feel about someone else, or the reaction from the actions of someone else, it happened because, on a whole, if you take the statistics, you'll see more of our people out of control than there is of those that are controlled. So you have people that have hatred towards the ones that are acting up, and then they take it out on someone who may be innocent but just look the part of those who are acting up, and they suffer for what the others are doing. So that's what I have to say on the subject matter, and at that point I'll pass it on. I yield. Officer, Minister Shedrick, do you have anything, sir?
Shalom. Please excuse the turbulence in the background. But, yes, sir, you spoke about population control in a spiritual sense. But the thing is, a lot of our people, when you're dealing with population control as it pertains to religion, traditions and rituals, our people seem to think, or let me just say this, for the last couple of days, you know, it's, as I said earlier, or stated earlier, that a lot of people have been saying that, oh, I'm so sick and tired of people saying that, oh, it's, you know, God is killing our people, and or our people are suffering from curses and stuff of that nature. And what people have to do is understand this. When people like the Hebrew Israelites, or people like us who are saying these things, we understand that law is very specific. So when we're saying that the curses are basically following us, and, you know, our people are dying at the hands of those laws or natural laws in that book, we're saying that because the people are not basically taking heed and understanding that natural law is always in effect wherever you go, we're saying that because you don't obey nature, it acts against you. We're not saying that some mystic God is coming out of the sky, or some imaginary person is coming out of the sky and just killing our people. That's not how that's not how things work. So, you know, it's I guess it's a minute interpretation minute understanding, and it's kind of heartbreaking, you know, when you look at it as a whole, because our people have been subjected to, I guess you can say, 400 plus years of psychological damage. And what ends up happening in the end is you have a, like Dick Gregory stated before, he said, we don't have a community, we have a neighborhood. We have a, or I'll just say, we have a group of people who have been psychologically damaged and don't understand the, they don't understand the world that they actually live in. That's population control. And I feel, and most of the brothers will definitely agree, that it's more or less designed that way, only because you have to understand history. You have to understand that the people who brought us over here, they intended to keep their government a certain way. Now, whether people want to agree with that, that's not really up for debate. You have to take that up for the people who came up with the Constitution and the people who made the laws. Now, again, as I said, when it pertains to population control and spirituality, I think that our people are pretty much at a lose-lose situation because, number one, we lose because we're not willing to comply and accept that natural law is always in effect. So that's rule out number one. And then number two, we don't understand or we don't comprehend that there's always going to be a power that's higher than us. And we have taken on the psychology of the heathen round about us. So that really puts us, I guess you can say, in that double jeopardy. And if our people don't pull out of that mentality pretty soon, then they thought that they seen Ferguson. They thought that they seen the Los Angeles killing. They thought that they seen much of the shooting and atrocities against our people, but they're going to see a whole lot worse. And it can only get worse when you, like we've been saying before, when your government is pretty much the amenities and all of its resources are scarce. You have to eliminate, somebody has to basically be eliminated from the piece of the pie. And it all goes back to, like, politics and inheritance and property ownership and all of these things. All of that comes full circle when you're dealing with population control. Who gets what and who's not going to get what? And at the end of the day, we have to remember that all the people who brought us over here, the Spaniards, the Romans, the Germans, the Portuguese, and all the people who participated in our, you know, misfortune, the Arabs, the Chinese, the Asians, the Mongols, the Persians, the Arabs, all of these people, when it comes to a particular group of people, all have one thing in common. And it's going to be them against us. I don't mean that to sound facetious, but when you're talking about an economic opponent, we're always going to be an economic threat to them. And at any time when we start to realize and we find out who we are, then we're always going to be a threat to them. As I said before, you're starting to see more atrocities against our people because we're starting to identify with things in history. We're starting to place ourselves in history. So anytime they see that we're, you know, trying to find our little place in society, there's that whole killing of the Messiah or coming Messiah amongst our people. They have to eliminate it. That's always going to be in effect. Because if they have any misfortunes with their government, then that puts their government at a loss. And I yell, brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that. Officer Robert, do you have anything you'd like to add?
The first thing I would like to go into with this is go to the scriptures, Romans chapter 13. It reads as follows: Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth this power
resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Now, I was listening to what the Yahyam was speaking about in terms of the aforementioned topic at hand, control, meaning order, and order because of the lack of control. What instantly got into my mind, it definitely ties into what Brother Priest has been speaking about for the past 4+ odd years in terms of government, law, and commerce. Because when you look at it, what do we have dealing with commerce? When we have commerce, we have something that governs commerce, which is called the Uniform Commercial Code, which goes back to the Hebrew Commercial Code, which was the codes that were established for kings and rulers of the particular earth to be able to deal with in commercial transactions and things of that particular nature. Specifically, Commercial Code deals with contracts and how to go ahead and deal with certain aspects of, and within doing those particular contracts, it also teaches a morale standpoint and also touches back into a spiritual aspect of it. So when the brother talks about population control, and then he also has mind, body, and soul, we have to understand that the things that we do here on this particular planet, on this particular plane of existence, has universal implications. So we definitely have to look at that. Now, when you're dealing with law, as you can see, we have particular individuals that are put in places of power to be able to restore order for people who are considered to be lawless. Our people, and specifically now, when you're talking about population, you're talking about more specifically than just us. You're talking about a group of various different nationalities and things like that that need to have a sense of order, a sense of knowing the limitations. Obviously, and within this generation, people have obviously took it upon themselves to do what they wanted to do, to go outside of law, to basically do it things that are outside of what the Most High Almighty has put forth with us, which is put forth in the Torah, within the Bible, which is telling us not to do these particular things. However, because of these particular dogmatic doctrines that are being put forth to our people, and unbeknownst to them, they are going ahead and getting away from this dogma and these particular forms of religion, and now have no more of, what do you call it, faith into these particular dogma doctrines. So as a result, there's become an exodus of the people who become now atheists or have a lack of spirituality. So because of the lack of spirituality and because this was already prophesized that this was going to happen, now what's happening is we have to get spanked all over again, specifically our people. As you can see what's going on here, there has to be restored order. The people are not aware of their actions. They're not really aware of their particular actions. What they're just basically seeing is the situation that's being played, put forth with the eyes, with just a simple eyesight, just basically being able to see it on this plane, as opposed to being able to see the larger picture, which has spiritual implications with it. What you have to understand is that we have to learn how to get back into dealing with law. Now, when you're dealing with government in itself, with law, has to deal with the balances and the checks and balances of commerce. So all of these particular components tie into what the brother has brought forth in terms of population control. I like to look at it like population being under control, because every particular thing that you have and you're dealing with here on this particular plane of existence will definitely have some sort of spiritual component to it, as well as implications toward the mind, body, and the soul as a collective. So that's my piece right there, Ak, and I'll pass it back to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that. I was thinking while you were speaking, and it all ties in because of one thing that we could see as far as our people. The control of the body is actually on its way out, if not out already. And a lot of it is because of the things that we're putting into our body, as far as to, you know, sometimes the fast foods, the alcohol, you know, the different drugs. And a lot of these things, most of these things are actually so-called legal. So even though the people believe in the control of the population by these things that they're feeding them, the majority of the people are actually just basically, you know, indulging in everything. You know, even though some of them might say, okay, you know, want to eat healthy, they're still doing things that are harmful to the body. And then, again, like you said, excuse me, there's a spiritual result that most of the time they end up, if not dead, they'll end up sick, you know, into their 50s or early 60s. And if you look around, you see a lot of people, you know, whether they be walking with a cane or hunched over, and they're not in, they're not, some of them not even nowhere near their 60s or 70s. So these are the things that people have in their mind about this population control, but they're not actually seeing why these things are happening to them and why the conspiracy that they're thinking of when they think of control as far as the population and killing off most of the population, it doesn't even have to be something that they have to work too hard at, because all the things that they're indulging in are the things that's harmful to their body. And then all the things that they're indulging in entertainment-wise, whether it be hanging out, whether it be, you know, the certain types of music or the certain movies or the certain things that's out there for them to indulge in, that's controlling the population in two aspects. It's killing off the population, and it's also controlling them so they have no order or control emotionally and physically. So, you know, it's just amazing how you can hear a lot of people. As a matter of fact, there's a movie out, and I don't watch movies too often, but I was just, you know, curious about a movie. Got to watch this movie, I think it was last week sometime, and I believe the name was Capital Punishment. And you fellas know exactly why I was curious to watch this movie. It's a topic that our dear Aunt Priest brought forth a few times, and this movie, in a way, was basically the same thing. I think it was called Rampage, and it had, after the semicolon, it had Capital Punishment. And there was this man on the movie, and it's so funny because, I mean, it's not really funny, but it just, the way they wrote this film, it's funny to me because they had this man going around killing everyone. He's saying the same thing about controlling the population, but he was saying it in a way where he was trying to let the people understand that this is what the billionaires and those who are running the world are doing, but he was doing the exact same thing just to make a point. And the point that he was trying to make was he had made a DVD, and he wanted to take it to a news station. And this DVD was actually him sitting down telling them of all the things that's going on with the food, everything that's going on with the wars that, you know, that the United States have been raging on, all the different countries throughout time, and that the politicians are puppets, and, you know, puppets for the billionaires. And then he had so many followers on Twitter, Facebook, and the different social networks that were following him. And he, you know, while leading up to this, the last part that he went into the news station, he wanted to get an interview. So he, you know, killed a bunch of people, and he kept some hostage. And then he made sure that the SWAT teams and, you know, task force come in the building, and he blows up the whole building after he makes this report. Now, this report that he did, the interview that he did, he made the world, you know, or what whoever the viewers are, while he was doing the interview, the producer of the station was saying, we have so many viewers and our ratings are going up so high. So it seemed as though his followers and whoever else was following him throughout the movie, they started watching what he was saying and everyone was agreeing with it. And the way they wrote the film, this man blew up everyone in the building and the building and he got away. Now, it seems as though those movie makers, for some reason, you know, they know what's going on and they're putting it out there so that the people will see it, but their reason for putting it out there is not to warn anyone. Their reason is to find out if someone is just going to take it as entertainment, pass it off as entertainment, or someone's going to read between the lines and see what's really going on, or if people just don't care, you know, and go ahead living life the same way they were living it. Nothing changes. So it's almost like they put these movies out there to take take ratings and statistics as far as to what happens after if anyone does anything or makes any moves. And you and I both know, the Akiyama on here and I both know that there's no moves that can be made because the only thing that people are doing is protesting. They're out there, you know, on the different shows or podcasts speaking against things that's going on, but no one's really taking care of it in matters of law. And this is why they've been failing for hundreds of years, as Akshedrick explained, especially our people. We've been failing because we're out trying to protest. We're trying to, go speak to some government official. There's no way that you can speak to anyone besides a judge with the right paperwork and get anything to change or do anything. If you're going in front of the White House, that's not a court. So, you know, why are you marching? I mean, yes, you can show numbers of people, but where's your paperwork? Where is something showing that there's something needs to be changed? Or where's your declarations or, you know, proclamations? If you don't have anything like that, there'll never be a change. And these movies that they're putting out, it's just showing that the people are so dumbed out that they'll watch these movies and they won't even understand what's really going on. They think it's all entertainment, or they'll say, oh, yeah, it's true. But what are they doing about it? They're not even taking stock of their own lives and trying to change something within themselves and their family and their loved ones. So as you see, the control is missing because of the lack of control by way of entertainment, by way of everyone just want to do like the Joneses and live as everyone else is living. So what do you get? You get population control. And the numbers are dwindling. And as far as our people, yes, we do have a larger birth rate. So, you know, people probably believe, oh, it's all right. One of us die, five of us are born. You know, it's no problem. But in reality, those five that are born are going to be in a worse predicament 20 years from now. So how do you feel about that? And with that, I yield and pass it on to you, Akshedrick.
Wow. Brother, you just said a mouthful. And you are so correct, brother. I mean, I didn't even think about that. You said something very important. You stated, and I'll keep it very brief, you stated that for every one person that dies, five children are born. But then those five children are going to be better. They're going to be in an estate that is basically, and when I say estate, I mean status, worser than their predecessor or their mothers and their fathers, so to speak. And I guess you can say the observational truth is this. And the reason why that happens is for the same reason why it's been happening to the children of Israel for the last 400, 500 plus years. It's because, number one, we speak against the powers thereof, and we deny the powers thereof. And when I mean we deny the powers thereof, we speak against, you know, positions of power that we don't really understand. We speak against governors, we speak against lawyers, we speak against attorneys, we speak against judges, we speak against presidents, we speak against kings and queens and monarchies and hierarchies, and we don't even understand our own placement in society. So we're already ruined mentally, but then we're already defeated economically and commercially because we don't give ourselves a chance in a society or a system that we designed. That we designed. And I think, you know, if our brothers and sisters had focused not so much on who's oppressing them, but what it is that they're using to oppress them, and they actually apply those things or study those things and then relate and find the source onto where those things are actually coming from, then our people will be in a position where we once were, where we can say, okay, well, I understand the difference between a debtor and a creditor and why creditors are able to enforce certain laws on a debtor and why we ended up being debtors and why we have creditors who, you know, rule over us. As we stated earlier, brother, population control and when it deals with spirituality, you know, our people have to really understand that we've been programmed to think about our government in certain aspects. We're dealing with government, we're dealing with a Christian government, so we must worship this Christian God that we know as Jesus all our lives, or we're going to get struck down, or we're going to die in our sleep, or whatever it is. That's population control. But another thing that our people are most commonly denying day after day, and it's all in their face, and I'm going to end it on this note. Our people are denying the fact that these commercial instruments that have been put in place in front of their faces, birth certificates, social security cards, driver's license, state IDs, food stamp contracts, SNAP cards, WIC, Medicaid, Medicare, FICA, all these things have been put in place systematically, bond you to this government. And the information is out there and our people aren't reading it. That's population control, because all they got to do is put the same thing that they've been using throughout history in front of your face and call it another name. That's sorcery. And I yield the floor, brother.
Yes, sir.
Right on point, right on point.
Yes, sir. Ak Robert, you have anything you would like to add?
Ta-da, Ak. You know, I was just sitting back listening to you. Bring forth one particular thing, specifically these movies and things of this particular nature. One of the particular things, you know, you hear the various conspiracies out there that's going around on the social media and other particular works going on out there. One of the particular things is within these movies is to perpetuate a society of basic fear, having fear of the unknown, having fear of going ahead and combating against this particular beast, having fear of just basically what you don't have any understanding about. And also, one of the main components is what Brought Tribes of Aboriginal Nations has been speaking about, the people, you know, have a fear of changing their particular quote-unquote status. And that is the particular remedy that is supposed to be bringing forth today in this particular day and time. And that's the ultimate remedy, is your particular status. One must be able to go ahead and change their particular status to operate properly within government, law, and commerce, to be able to proficiently operate within any particular society or any particular functional government. That's one of the most important things. Another thing that I just was thinking about is it's real funny when you talk about population control, as this particular topic in itself is so ambiguous. You can go many different ways. One of the particular things that I've noticed about in terms of population control is more specifically the birth and the death rate. You know, nowadays I read an article
on the internet the amount that it would cost to raise a child until he is the age of 18. And the amount was somewhere in the range of $200,000 for that particular duration. $200,000 is the cost to raise a quote-unquote child in this particular society, in this particular, you know, United States of America. So that's another particular way that we have a form of the birth control, population control, is in the forms of people not nowadays also, there's something called now a hookup culture, to where you have people who are foregoing the marriage institution and now just having casual rampant sex, which is basically part of this heathenistic society. So as opposed to them having it a particular way, the original way, which is to go ahead and formulate families and things of this particular nature, now you have a particular group of people, individuals, who would rather have recreational and casual sex, and thereby, you know, now what they want to go ahead and also do is focus more on their careers, focus more on other particular things than actually dealing with the original institution, which is marriage. So you have a going away of the birth rate and the increase of the death rate because of these particular foods that's going on, that's happening, that we're being brought forth on, put on upon in this particular society. So these are a couple other things that I think about when it talks about the population control in itself. Once again, this is a very ambiguous topic. We can go a whole bunch of different ways. So that's something that is very vital of importance when you're dealing in this particular society. So with that, I will yield back to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that. Great points. And, you know, it's just something that we have to realize and come to grips with as far as to control. And it starts with every young child. It starts with the parents of that young child. And I'm so glad that we have, we will have a class for the younger ones, the younger children, because it's needed. There's a lot of parents out there that don't have the time. There's a lot of parents that don't care. And there's a lot of parents that, you know, just don't understand or even know that they should be teaching their children these things. So myself, I have a 12-year-old. I have an 8-year-old who I haven't seen in a little while. But I'm quite sure, because of the women that I've chosen to lay with and have children with, that those children are being brought up in the right manner. Are they learning everything that I would like them to learn? No. My 12-year-old, he is definitely learning, because I've had him from since he was born. So, and then I have older ones that are way above those two. And those three, I've been teaching them what I have known and learned as far as morals and as far as what's going on around them, and they do know and understand. And hopefully someday soon, in the near future, they will be part of this nation. And as far as a part of this nation, I'm not saying physically, because they are part of this nation as long as I'm a part of this nation, but within themselves, their mind, their body, and their soul will be in the control of the nation under, or the kingdom of the Most High. So it's just something that we need to instill in our children, to make sure that they understand, because that's the future. These are the future adults that we can put a stop to this so-called casual sex, or a stop to this so-called don't care attitude that they're getting from the music, or they're getting from entertainment as far as the media. And when we do this, we will be able to make that change, and then there will be control and morals. We will have a nation that is once again what we used to be in ancient times, and it will be hard to get control of that nation outside of the control that the Most High has above that nation. And this is the thing that
it's portrayed many times in the scriptures. There are so many rulers, kings. You know, it's so funny because in the scriptures it shows kings interacting with a so-called common individual. And when I say common individual, as far as us, we know that they are prophets in this time. Do we think that their family members, and as far as Abraham, Moses, or any one of the prophets, do we think that their family members and those around them thought of them as someone that was famous or would be a prophet later on? I mean, the kings were dealing with them. So obviously you know that they were dealing in matters of law, commerce, and they were doing things that no one here on the, in this era is doing at this point. So it's a thing where when we get back to that, those kings can't even control us. So worrying about what the government is doing, the United States is doing, or worrying about whatever anyone else is doing, it cannot bother you if you're under the right control. It cannot bother you if you are following the right order and following government law and commerce. And I think we've ran over into time. I just like to say, this is Tribes of Aboriginal Nations, and shalom to all the listeners, shalom to the future listeners, and you brothers can say your peace, and we'll close out. Thank you.
Shalom, this is Minister Cedric. I just want to say shalom, shalom family, and please, please, take heed to the message that we're putting out. You can research this stuff. There's a ton of information on, you know, what's going on out there as far as our people get into reading and understanding the statistics at hand. And please start reading your books. Please start reading your Bibles, your scriptures, and get very well acquainted with them, because you're going to start seeing a whole lot of things out of those scriptures come to fruition. And I yield the floor.
Shalom. To all the listening audience, I would like to piggyback off to what the brother had spoken. It's very, very imperative in these days and times to correlate the things that are transpiring nowadays in this particular society, in this particular nation, and to just correlate them to what's put forth in these scriptures here. Everything is coming to pass, relative brothers and sisters. The only thing is, you just have to pick that particular book up, read it. Just grasp something. 15 minutes of your particular time, brothers and sisters. Go ahead, get that book, and just see what the Most High Almighty has put forth and brought forth for you. Whether it be something that'll help you in terms of government law and commerce, or just your morality, brothers and sisters. It's very, very important that we be very cognizant in this particular day and time. Now, we have a conscious community that we're dealing with, but conscious in itself, when you break it down, conscious means to be aware. It's very imperative, brothers and sisters, that we be aware of the times, we be aware of what the Most High has brought forth to us, these 613 laws, statutes, and commandments, and to be aware in terms of overall awareness. So it's very important, brothers and sisters. I like to bring that forth. And if you haven't done so already, please do this in terms of check out www.tribesofaboriginalnations.com, www.templeofthemosthigh.org, and check us out. Once again, we'll be back here next Wednesday, as well as we have other shows Friday, Monday, and those are the particular days that we have in terms of our shows. But with that, I will go ahead and sign off and say shalom to you relatives.
Shalom.